Blog Talk Radio.
I got something to tell you, but I think you ought to know that my eyes are on me, baby, since a long time ago. Now I finally got the nerve and I'm gonna make my move. Now don't you try to turn me off, cause it's gonna be hard to do. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. Two ways about it, baby, your love was meant for me. Know that I can't do without it, it fits me to a T. Ooh, there's something about you, baby, can't get you off my mind. I know that I can't live without you, I think about you all the time. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. Just like a woman when she knows she's got a man, she'll ring you out and turn you about in the palm of her hand. Then she starts thinking that maybe she'll put you in a bind. She'll give you just a little love and it'll drive you out of your mind. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. Got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, think about loving you. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, think about loving you. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, think about loving you.
About you, baby, and it hits me right here. And I ain't telling you where here is. Ha ha ha. You guys figure it out. Or just never mind. That might be better. Just never mind. Yeah, just it's here. That's it. The thing about you. It's your fault.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't either, honey. I don't either. And, you know, that
Christ.
Song, that song there, you know, I got a thing about you, baby. And that line just stuck in my brain and started stirring them up. And you know what happens when my brains get stirred up?
Yeah.
Very strange things began to occur. Okay.
That's not the only time. That's not the only time.
That's a secret.
Oh, my God.
No, that's true.
No, honestly, Jenny, did someone drop you as a child, baby?
Probably. Oh, honey, if you knew the stories about my daddy, you wouldn't have a doubt about that whatsoever. You know,
oh my God!
My aunt had to take me out to the wheat field and hide me once because he was telling my mama he was going to take me away and she'd never see me again.
Oh my God!
It was January, honey. It was January in Moscow, Idaho.
Mm.
So,
oh,
you know, I could have had permanent brain freeze for all I know.
Well, let's see if we can thaw it out.
No, let's not. My daddy's dead. Can't ask him. Wouldn't ask him anyway. It's okay. We just leave that one lie. I remember the game.
No, we'll thaw you out, not him.
Huh? You want to figure me out?
thaw you out.
Thaw me? Well, honey, I lived for 25 years in the Arizona desert, 120 degrees in the summertime. If I ain't thawed out by now, it ain't happening. So I just give up. It is what it is, and we're just going to accept it and roll with it. That's okay.
Let me send you another direction.
No. How's that?
Well, hell, you've already tried one, and that's not working.
Well, it might. You need to get used to it. That's all. It'll mold to your psyche pretty soon, and it'll be all right. You'll never notice it's there. That might be good. It might not be. So, you know, don't examine it too close. It might reach up and bite your nose. And we just need to stop. We need to stop that is what we need to do, because things are getting a little bit strange. Okay. Today, we're a lot strange.
Every day.
This is true. You noticed. All right. Hey, that makes it true. I tell you, if somebody notices it, then it must be happening every day. But that's okay, because I'm a happy, strange one. So it's all right. As long as I'm happy in my strangeness, we're okay.
All right.
I'm not taking it any further. I ain't touching it any farther. You might get electrified. So that's just it. That's all it's going to be. But I am going to tell you guys that our show today is Comet, Lottie, and Elvis. That's all. Just Helmet and Elvis. And we were thinking Helmet was Russian, because he has been known as the Russian Elvis since 1991. But he's not Russian. He's Belgian. If there's a big difference, I couldn't tell you. So anyway, but he's a Belgian tenor.
Hmm.
Not a baritone. He's a tenor. That makes it just a little different. But you know what makes Helmet different from all ETAs is he is only a tribute artist in the sense that he sings Elvis music. He doesn't try to emulate or copy Elvis' voice. He doesn't use Elvis mannerisms on stage. Now, when he got to be older, I did see a picture of him in an Elvis jumpsuit. Okay, and there are a couple of songs that he sounds a lot more like Elvis on, but I think that happened with time, because it was later. He's still singing, by the way. He's still with us, and he's still singing. So he's still developing. He's good. That's really the bottom line of the whole thing. Whether he's trying to sound like Elvis or not, he's got a nice voice. He's wonderful to listen to. Most of the time you listen to him, he doesn't sound anything like Elvis. It's just a nice voice. And once in a while, he will sound a bit like Elvis. But I don't think he tries to. I think it's just something that happened over time. But very interesting to listen to. Very interesting. And his songs, I think there's only one of them or two of them that we got off an album. All the others show live videos. So this is going to be fun. This is really going to be fun. I enjoyed us doing the music this morning when John called me and started tossing them at me. And it was like they just kept coming. They just kept on coming. We've got like 40 songs, but with him and Elvis both put together, we've got like 40 songs, and it's amazing. It's totally amazing. But we're going to have fun doing what we can. So first one is good old Helmet singing Good Luck Charm. Younger than me. His birthday is October 22nd. Mine's the 14th. He was born in 1969, which is the same year that my sister Tina was born. This is just too weird. I'm sorry. This is weird. Okay.
He was born in what year? 1969.
October 22nd, 1969.
Hmm.
Yeah, that was my reaction too. Huh, okay. And he's a Belgian tenor singer-songwriter, it says. His name, when he was born Helmut Barthold Johannes Alma Lodige.
Good God.
Exactly. That's I think we know why he shortened it to Helmut Lottie. There you go. Makes a whole lot of sense once you know the whole 10-yard long name. But anyway, it says that he sings in several styles and languages. Now, I've heard him singing in German. I've heard him speaking in a different tongue, introducing a song on a videotape, but I made the mistake of not listening close enough to figure out what language it was. I just said, oh, okay, he's talking something. And I don't know what it was, but hey, you know what? He sings a song in Italian, and it's accented perfectly. Unreal. Oh, yeah. Poor Calico, she's having a conniption fit, and I have no idea what she wants. I fed her twice today already. Anyway, and once upon a time, he was an Elvis impersonator. Back before they called him tribute artists, They called him impersonators. He was an Elvis impersonator. And he has sung in African and Latino and, well, it says Jewish. Well, that's, you know, Hebrew. But anyway, this dude is something special. He really is. This guy is something special. Wow. I wish I had had time and gotten his bio out earlier, because he's a very interesting person. He's a very interesting person. And now, at this point in time, we're going to play Elvis' version of Good Luck Charm, takes one through three.
I am 2W1003, take one.
What did you say?
Yeah. If it goof up, we'll just keep going. That's what she asked.
Yeah. Here we go.
Thank you.
Oh yeah. Don't want a four-leaf clover. Don't want an old horseshoe. I want your kiss, 'cause I just can't miss where the good luck charm might do. Come on and be my little good luck charm. Ah, you sweet delight. Good luck charm, hanging on my arm, to have, to hold tonight. Don't want a silver dollar, a rabbit's foot on a string. A happiness and your warm caress, no rabbit's foot can bring. Come on and be my little good luck charm.
Just a little bit slow, Bob.
Good luck charm, hanging
be sorry. I love it. Oh, that's awesome. Okay. I was laughing through most of that. I don't know if you guys were or not, but I found it very amusing. Yeah. Okay. All right, Jen. Pull yourself together there, girl. You'll fall apart and need a big bottle of glue. Forget the Elmer's. Make it Gorilla Glue. We got to do a better job this time. Okay. Return to sender. Yahoo. This was the very first Elvis song I ever learned. And I was like 12. Yeah, 6th or 7th grade. Oh, I was 12 or 13. 7th grade, I was. Okay, that's what I'm thinking. The people you were with, how old were you when you were with those people? Yeah, I was 12 or 13. So, okay. Depends on whether it was before, after 7th grade. Anyway, here is good old Helmet, Return to Sender.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote up on it,
"Return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such soul. I dropped it in the mailbox and sent a special D. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
"Return to sender, address unknown. No such person, no such soul. And put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
Writing on it,
return the sender, address unknown. No such number, no such soul.
And that was obviously after zip codes came out. Interesting. Yeah. Well, that, you know, no such zone. They used to call, when I was a kid, they used to call zip codes zones, mailing zones. I mean, you just kind of fell out. It's okay. Just let it die. It's fine. We'll bury it later. It's okay. We got a hole dug already. We'll put it out in the backyard. Okay. Here is Elvis version live from 1976.
Please sing Return to Sender, honey, if we know it. I got a letter from the mailbox. He's in his special D. Bright and early next morning, he came right back to me. She wrote up on him. Return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such phone. We had a quarrel, a lover's bet. I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. She wrote a warning. Return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such phone. Yeah, this time I'm gonna take it myself, put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand. Writing on it. Return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such phone. Return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such phone. Return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such phone.
That's it.
I think by then he might have been getting just a little bit tired of that song.
Well, what was missing out of it?
A lot of it. He started like a third of the way through the song and never really got to the whole end. It's, like I said, it's kind of like he got tired of it and didn't really want to sing it, but it come to mind, so he thought he'd give it a shot and decided he didn't want to, and, you know. It was one of those things. One of those things. And then we're coming up on one here that, yeah, I can find Helmet's version. I can't find the version that I've listed.
You can find Helmet? Well, okay, go ahead and find it.
Well, yeah, you know, it's not H-E-L-M-E-T, it's M-U-T-T, like mutt.
Right.
Helmet. It's Belgian, you know. It's
right.
What would be the English equivalent? Maybe Herman? Maybe Herman? Hmm.
Yeah, it would be.
I'd rather have Helmet. Anyway, this next song, I can't find the version that I was supposed to have, which is nothing new. So, you know, but I have plenty of versions, and we'll play the rehearsal version when we get to Elvis' turn. Right now, it is Helmet's turn, and it's Suspicious Minds.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I'm saying? We can go on together. Just mine.
right. Let's don't let a good thing die. Oh no, honey, you know I never lie to you.
He sounded more like Elvis on. And
yeah,
I'm just thinking maybe he sang that a lot when he was an Elvis impersonator and just got in the habit of singing it that way. You know, just sometimes your brain and your tongue and your throat just don't forget. They just fall into the old habit. Anyway, I'm going to play Elvis version. This isn't the version I was planning on playing, but where that in concert version went, only God knows, because I can't figure it out. So we got more than one. So here you go with Elvis.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? We can't go on together.
Bye.
Yeah, pretty awesome. You kind of think, okay, you repeated that enough now, honey. You can get to the end. It's okay now. We understand. but you just let them go. You don't really say it. You just let it go. They get wrapped up in the music and they get wrapped up in singing and they just go with it. However it feels, that's what they flow with. And it's cool. It's cool. Been there. And you just don't want to interrupt that feeling, you know? It's good. It's good. Yeah. All right. Here's one that when it came out, it was like one of those protest songs about the state of things. And people liked to hear that because it was something that at that point in time, nobody ever said. Nobody ever talked about it. And so when this song came out, it was like, yahoo, okay, finally, somebody is drawing attention and saying, this is really happening, folks. Pay attention. So here is Helmet doing First in the Ghetto.
As a snowflake on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. His mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing that she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. But take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Or do we simply turn our heads and look the other way while the world turns? And a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns, starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. And then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child. Mama cried.
All right, there we go. And I think, if I am remembering correctly, I think it was Mac Davis wrote that song. Yeah, there's quite a little story behind that. You might look it up if you'd like. I told it on the air before, a little story, and Sammy Davis was involved in it and everything. So, very interesting, but Elvis ended up with it. And here is his version from That's the Way It Is, live, 1970.
Yeah. as the snow flies. On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries. But if there's one thing that she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Now people, don't you understand? A child needs a helping hand. I hear you're gonna be an angry young man someday. And take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Or do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns. And a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, he tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as the young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
Impersonator. See, he wasn't doing it late enough to be called an ETA. He wasn't an Elvis tribute artist. That handle for that particular thing came in later. When he was doing his Elvis thing, he was an impersonator. And it's much harder to be an impersonator than it is to be an Elvis tribute artist. Because you can get away with a little few things here and there as long as you're not in the Elvis Week competition. You can't get away with Jack when you're doing that. But if you're just, you know, you're performing and all this as an ETA, you've got a little more leeway. As an impersonator, you had no leeway. If you weren't spot on, you weren't considered any good. So he came in the era when they were called not ETAs. ETA came in a little bit later. So not a lot later, but a little bit later. All right. So here we have Helmut. I love that name, Helmut. You can either say Helmut, Helmut, or Helmut. How do you pronounce it? I have no idea. I'm not Belgian. What do I know from Jack? Anyway, see, Jack I can pronounce. Okay, here we go. Helmut Lottie. Such a night.
It was a night, oh, what a night it was, it really was such a night. The moon was bright, oh, how bright it was, it really was such a night. The night was alive with stars above. Ooh, when she kissed me, I had to fall in love. Oh, it was a kiss. kiss her, boy, there really was such a kiss. Ooh, how she could kiss. Ooh, what a kiss it was, it really was such a kiss. Just the thought of her lips sets me afire. I reminisce, and I'm filled with desire. But I gave my heart to her in sweet surrender. How well I remember, I'll always remember. Oh, that night. Oh, what a night it was, it really was such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart and her love, and the night was gone. What I'll never forget is the kiss in the moonlight. Ooh, such a kiss, such a night. It was a night. Oh, what a night it was, it really was such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart and her love, and the night was gone. What I'll never forget is a kiss in the moonlight. How well I remember, I'll always remember. Oh, that night. Oh, what a night it was, it really was such a night. When we kissed, I had to fall in love. But I gave my heart to her in sweet surrender. How well I remember, I'll always remember. Oh, that night. Oh, what a night it was, it really was such a night. When we kissed, I had to fall in love. Well, she's gone, gone, gone. Yeah, she's gone, gone, gone. Came the dawn, 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 and my love was gone. But before that dawn, yeah, before that dawn, and before that dawn, ooh, ooh, yeah, such a night.
Very smooth. No, that's the wrong word for that song. Anyway, he did good. He did good. Yeah. But, yeah, Kurt Russell did good, too. I can't remember if he was the one singing or not. John? I know you know, honey. But anyway, here is Elvis. Such a Night, live from December 30th of 1976.
Such a Night. Gibby. It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. Came the dawn, and your love in the night, and the love was gone. But I'll never forget the kiss in the moonlight. What a kiss for the night. Oh, such a night. Ooh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. Came the dawn, for the light. Gave my heart to you in sweet surrender. How well I remember, I'll always remember. Who was the man with the river was such a light. Came the dawn, and my heart in your love, and my night was gone. But I'll never forget the kiss and the kiss in the moonlight.
You're a fantastic audience, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Now, that wasn't too shabby, eh? I think he did pretty good.
Yes, ma'am.
Considering that's how it's supposed to be. Everybody else is supposed to copy that. And most of them miss the mark by narrow or wide or what, or they shouldn't be singing it at all. I mean, there's all gradients in there, but that's how it's supposed to be done. That's how it's supposed to be done. Okay. Here we go with Helmut doing. And I just, yeah, okay. Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street at Heartbreak Hotel, where I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry in the gloom. And be so, and be so lonely, baby. And be so lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. Now the bellhop's tears keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black, but they've been so long on Lonely Street that they'll never look back. And they're so lonely, baby. Oh, they're so lonely. They'll be so lonely, they could die. Well, now if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, where you'll be so lonely, baby. Where you'll be lonely, you'll be so lonely, you could die. Some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. And be so lonely, baby. Yeah, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
Okay. That was Helmut. Lest you forget midway through the song or whatever. But just a couple of little tidbits. So Elvis started performing this song in 1955. And he did it on the stage show, a Louisiana Hayride, and just started taking it around. And, it was his first number one record. I mean, you know, why wouldn't you sing it all over creation and back again? I mean, good grief. If he hadn't, it would have been strange. It would have been very strange. So here's Elvis doing Heartbreak Hotel live. It looks like he's on stage at a fair.
Heartbreak Hotel.
I've got two different things. Here it says January 10th, 1956. He made his first recordings of Heartbreak Hotel. And then I've got over here in another place, it said that he first performed Heartbreak Hotel during a live show in December 55 during a tour that he went on. But you know what? If you believe everything that you read, your brain's probably mush. So you kind of, you got to take things with a grain of salt, you know? Do a little bit more research, because in one place it says 1956 is when he recorded it, and then it says he first performed it in 1955, but you know what? May not be true. He may not have actually recorded it or done it live until after he recorded it. So, hello? That's probably how it went. Probably how it went. So, we're doing the next one now. It doesn't make any difference because it turned out to be one of those Never Say Die songs. He performed that for the last time, I think it said in 1977. So it took him clear throughout his whole career. That song went with him the whole way. And you got to wonder, what the heck was it about that song that made it last that long? So, I don't know. I don't know. I'm finishing up a thought here. And it's whatever, you know, what they said and what actually was, two different things. So we're not even going to pay attention to it. We're going to go on to the next one, which is kind of a, it can make you cry. It can make you cry. If you listen to the words, it can make you cry. And we're going to hear Helmut sing it first. No, you can't spell it that way, Jennifer. Your computer does not like you to spell it that way, girl. You should know that by now. Work on that, honey. All right. Here is Helmut. What now, my love?
What now, my love? Now that you've left me, how can I live through another day, watching my dreams turning to ashes, and all my hopes into bits of clay. Once I could see. I've become unreal. I walk the night, oh, that a gold, stripped of my heart, my soul. What now, my love? Now that it's over, I feel the world closing in on me. Here come the stars tumbling around me, and there's the sky where the sea should be. What now, my love? Now that you're gone, I'd be a fool to go on and on.
And that always, that the last line of that song, the last two lines of that song actually, just make me cry every time I hear them. It does. Nothing's left but my last goodbye. I mean, what's that tell you? What's that say to you? I know what it says to me, and we're not going to talk about it. But anyway, I love the song itself, though. It wrenches your heart right round and rings it out, you know? Fantastic. Okay. Now we have... I'm supposed to have... Oh, I got to go up here for it. All right. That's okay. Here is Elvis' version. And this is not his final version, I'm sure. This is the January 1973, the Aloha Concert Rehearsal. And they did have a live audience at that rehearsal. But this is the rehearsal. And Elvis did What Now, My Love.
You're a good audience, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. I get on with it.
What now, my love? Now that you've left me, how can I live through another day? Watching my dreams turn into ashes, and all my hopes into bits of clay. Once I could see, once I could feel.
Thank you.
Much more dramatic. The dude knew how to do that. That is for sure. Man, just take it to town and run it up the mountain. There we go. And everybody follows. That's the cool part. All right. Here is a song that for some reason, we don't hear this one too much. We hear it, but not very much. So here is Helmut singing Surrender.
in a night of love.
Won't you please surrender to me? Your lips, your arms, your heart, dear.
Between those two. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. And this just seemed like the logical song to follow that one. This is Santa Lucia.
Argento, placida e l'onda, prospero il vento, sul mare luccica, l'astro d'argento.
He had some opera training somewhere, but I don't know if he did or not. But he's there in his his high collar white shirt and his cutaway coat, and he's just singing his heart out. And you know, here's Elvis singing the same song. Let's see what this one does.
Sulla mare luccica l'astro d'argento, placida e l'onda, prospero il vento. Sulla mare luccica l'astro d'argento, placida e l'onda, prospero il vento. Venite l'agile barchetta mia, senza Lucia, Santa Lucia. Sulla mare luccica l'astro d'argento, placida e l'onda, prospero il vento. Sul mare luccica l'astro d'argento, placida e l'onda, prospero il vento. Venite l'agile barchetta mia, Santa Lucia, Santa Lucia.
Pretty darn nice. He did a pretty good job, didn't he? And I think there's a lot of us that know he did that, but I think there's a lot more that don't know he sang that and would have been very surprised to hear it. But he did a good job. He did. All right, here is good old Helmet doing Kiss Me Quick. Fast, hurry up.
Kiss me quick while we still have this feeling. Hold me close and never let me go, 'cause tomorrows can be so uncertain. Love can fly and leave just hurting. Kiss me quick because I love you so. Kiss me quick and make my heart go crazy. Sigh that sigh and whisper oh so low. Tell me that tonight will last forever. Say that you will leave me never. Kiss me quick because I love you so. Let the band keep playing while we are swaying. Let's keep on praying. It'll never stop. Kiss me quick. I just can't stand this waiting. 'Cause your lips are lips I long to know. For that kiss will open heaven's door, and we'll stay there forevermore. So kiss me quick because
love you so. Let the band keep playing while we are swaying. Let's keep on praying. It'll never stop. Kiss me quick. I just can't stand this waiting. Cause your lips are lips I long to know. For that kiss will open heaven's door, and we'll stay there forevermore. So kiss me quick because I love you so. Kiss me quick because I love you so. Kiss me quick because I love you so.
He almost had a cha-cha-cha ending. Not quite, but almost. Almost. A little more practice and he could get it. All right. Here's Elvis. Kiss me quick. Oh, he'd have
wait,
to bite him
seven.
Off.
Wait, 5-7, take 8.
Kiss me quick while we still have this feeling. Hold me close. Never let me go. Cause tomorrows can be so uncertain. Love can fly and leave just hurting. Kiss me quick because I love you so. Kiss me.
Wait, 5-7, take 9.
Kiss me quick while we still have this feeling. Hold me close and never let me go. Cause tomorrows can be so uncertain. Love can fly and leave just hurting. Kiss me quick because I love you so. Kiss me quick and make my heart go crazy. Sigh that sigh and whisper oh so low. Tell me that tonight will last forever. Say that you will leave me never. Kiss me quick because I love you so. Let the band keep playing while we are swaying. Let's keep on praying that you'll never stop. Kiss me quick, I just can't stand this waiting. Cause your lips are lips I long to know. So, let the band keep playing while we are swaying. Let's keep on praying that you'll never stop. Kiss me quick, I just can't stand this waiting. Cause your lips are lips I long to know. Love you so. Love you so. Love you so. Ooh, kiss me quick. Because.
one of those you don't mind the repeated ending because you kind of want it to go on and on and on and on. Only back up a couple verses and continue from there. You know, get a bridge in there somewhere. And, yeah. Not very often, but sometimes you have a song like that. All right, here is an old song. 1950s at some point, I believe. And Helmet does it in a more traditional style. Elvis don't. But we're going to hear Helmet do his traditional Blue Moon. Labeled Blue Moon. One is labeled Blue Moon 1954. So, you know, I didn't label anything Sun Records, the RCA. I just didn't. Sometimes I think my brain just needs to stay in the freezer in the morning, but oh well. Let's go for 1954 and see what happens, okay? We can do that.
Blue Moon. some standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon.
Kind of 1950s style, but not really traditional. But nice. Totally nice. All right, here's one. I like this song because it just, it comes out the gate slamming. Here is Helmet doing Hurt.
That you'd lie to me. I'm hurt way down deep inside of me. You said our love was true, and we never, never have a you'll ever know. Yes, darling, I'm so hurt because I still love you so.
Elvis impersonator days, I think. He did a pretty slam-bang job on that one. That was good. But let's hear the true original do it. Now, he did not do this song originally. I shouldn't have used the word original. Professional. The ultimate belter. Okay, from 1977, here's Elvis. Sang it all out. All right.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Wasn't that something?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. I used to love to listen to him do that song while I was watching the video. That was the best.
Oh, yeah.
It's like with Steamroller.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Or Pork Salad Annie.
Uh-huh.
You got to be watching the video. Yeah. I mean, the songs are good. Yeah, they're great. Fantastic. But watching the video makes them so much better. So much
better. It sure does.
And so there we are with that one, and we're just going to let that one kind of sail to the floor and rest quietly, temporarily. Okay, this is Helmet doing Proud Mary.
Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. And I never lost 1 minute of sleeping. I was worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning.
Rolling on a river.
there you go. It was a moving and grooving right up until it weren't. Hey, you know, right all the way up to the end, it did its thing. All right, now, Elvis, live.
Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost 1 minute of sleep, worrying about the way things might have been. A big wheel to keep on turning, a proud man to keep on burning. We're rolling, rolling, rolling on a river. I gained a lot of place down in Memphis. I pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of the city till I hit you right on the riverboat queen. I said, I'll be queen to keep on turning, round here to keep on burning. Oh, I'm rolling, rolling, rolling on a river. Bring it back. If you come down to the river, I bet you're gonna find some people who live. You don't have to worry, cause you have no money. People on the river are happy to give. I said, a big wheel to keep on turning, proud Mary to keep on burning.
You have it. And there are, let's see, Tina Turner did that, yes. Creedence Clearwater did that. I can't remember which was first, whether it was Tina Turner or Creedence Clearwater. Doesn't matter, they both did it. And then Elvis did it, then Helmet did it. And I'm sure there are quite a few others in the midst of all of those that did it, because it's a good song and it's fun to do. Everybody likes it. It's fantastic. Okay. We're getting down to it. So, I am going to play, because I love Elvis' version of this. You know what? I'm not going to do that, because I'm going to save that for Tuesday when I don't have to be rushed and I can play both versions without hurrying up, because Elvis' version is funny as a crutch. Maybe funnier. So, what I'm going to do is at this point, I'm going to play Helmut's version of when he did a medley of Elvis songs. And it's just him because, of course, Elvis didn't do this. It wasn't one song. It was like everything. And this is good. This is good. So here is 5 minutes of a medley of Elvis songs live. Helmut Lotti.
You're looking for trouble. You came to the right place. You're looking for trouble. Just look right in my face. I was born standing up, talking back.
My daddy was a green eyed mountain jack because I'm evil. My middle name is Misery. Whoa, 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 yeah. Well, I'm evil. Oh, yeah.
So don't you mess around.
Well, I was jumping and the joint began to swing. I should have heard the knocked out jailbird sing, let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. Can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel, your heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Oh,
For joining me. I hope you had a great time. I had fun. This is the third time I got to hear these songs, and I loved it. It was fantastic. Thank you, Sue, for coming in and sticking with me and listening to the whole thing. I hope you had a good time.
Oh, I enjoyed it very much. Loved it. Thank you so much.
Right. Awesome, awesome. And thank you, everybody out in internet land, for joining me for these songs. And I hope that you enjoyed them and that you'll come back again, because come Tuesday, we got more. I have some I didn't play today that I'm going to play, and we'll have more songs from different artists. Tuesday is going to be a mashup, so come and have fun. And Sunday is a gospel. Let's go with it. Love y'all. Good night.
Good night.